What's this about? I was in the middle of something.
George died. Came down with pneumonia. Marge said he died in his sleep.
Huh. I reckon that suits him. Dying in his sleep. Sleeping was the best talent he had. I'm gonna take a walk. I'll be right back.
All right. But don't go too far. You know how your ankles swell.
Uh-huh.
Do you have an umbrella?
Over in the closet, Alex.
It looks like it might rain. I should go with him.
Yeah, all right.
I followed him into the yard. He walked to the shed and got his shovel. Then headed out into the woods. What was he doing? I stayed far behind him, ducking behind trees. After about a half a mile, he stopped and started to dig a hole. A few minutes later, his shovel hit something hard. He knelt down and pulled out a metal box. As he started to open it, I moved forward to the next tree to get a better look. And I got too close.
Who's there? Max? I see you behind that tree. Who is that?
Alex.
What are you doing following me out here?
I was just curious.
This is no business of yours.
I know. I'm sorry.
Nosy kid.
What's in the box?
Don't you worry about it.
Does it have something to do with your friend?
Why don't you just go back to the house?
What is that? A baseball glove?
You're not gonna get off my case till I spill it, are you?
It just looks kind of cool.
Now you're as bad as your grandmother. You gotta know everything. Okay, fine.
So, what is all this stuff?
Well, back in high school, I had a group of friends. There were four of us. And we were like brothers. When we graduated, some of us went to college off to other states.
You went to college?
No, I stayed here. Worked on my father's farm. But on our last night together, we got a bunch of our stuff and put it in a box. Buried it. We vowed that one day we would all come back here together and dig it up.
But they're all dead, right? Everyone but you.
Yeah. Nobody really made it back at the same time. George moved back, but he was always sick. We never got around to coming out here.
So, what about the baseball glove?
That was George's. He always dreamed of becoming the next Joe DiMaggio. The rest of us knew he couldn't stand a chance of even making the minors. But he tried. Couldn't hit a curveball to save his life. Then he blew out his knee and went into pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
Now this here's one of Charlie's inventions. It's a time-saving device. I think it was supposed to cut all five toenails at once.
Cool. Did it work?
Not even close. Three-toed Charlie, we used to call him. He wanted to make a living as an inventor. Never quite got anything to work right.
What's this?
That is mine. My dad gave me those pruning shears when I was 8. That was the day I became a farmer. I've done nothing else since. Maybe I need a change of career. Move somewhere else. Find out what I want to be when I grow up.
You know, you could do that.
What?
Move.
What do you mean?
You could probably make a lot of money if you, you know, sold your house or something. You could get a new house that's not falling apart, and Grandma could go to Alaska.
I don't need to sell the house to go to Alaska.
Why not?
Well, I got tired of your grandma looking in those travel magazines and sighing out loud every time she saw pictures of mooses and Eskimos. So I finally went and bought her a trip.
You're going to Alaska?
For our anniversary. Don't you dare say a word.
I won't. When are you going to tell her?
Next month, probably. We're going to the place where I asked her to marry me, down by the gravel pit there. And I'm going to get down on my knee like I'm about to propose again, and then I'll pull out the tickets instead of the ring.
That's awesome, Grandpa.
Yeah, she goes for that romantic nonsense. It'll get her off my back for a little while, at least. I do one nice thing, and I'm good for about 6 months. This one ought to be good for at least a year. Yep.
You could probably do a lot better than the year.
How?
Well, you could buy her a whole new house, a better one.
How do you figure?
I think you'd make a lot of money if you sell your land. A lot more than you think.
Wait a minute. Has that real estate guy been back again?
Well, yeah, he came by today.
Is he making offers on the house now?
The whole property.
Your grandma knows about this?
Well...
How much did he offer?
$350,000.
$350,000? We get an offer like that on the house and she didn't even discuss it with me?
I guess she had her reasons.
Well, I'll tell you what, son. I think we need to go have a talk with your grandma.
Oh, boy.
Grandpa, wait!
Johnny here tells me we've got an offer on the house. Why are you keeping it a secret?
You didn't need to know.
Since when do you make financial decisions without me?
I didn't want you selling this place on a whim and regretting it later.
It's not a whim. It's $350,000.
And it's not worth it.
Not worth it? Do you know what we could do with that money?
What?
We could buy a house twice as big and 10 times nicer.
I don't need a house.
Well, maybe I do. Did you ever think of me in this whole process?
Yes.
Then why didn't you tell me?
Because this is your home. You've lived here all your life. You've nursed this land every year for 6 decades. You can't leave it. I wouldn't want you to. It was a mistake to sell the cows. Every day I watch you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and wander around, nothing to do, like you're lost in your own house.
No, well,
only thing you've got left is this house and the duct tape that holds it together. I can't take that away from you. You'd be 2 steps away from the nursing home. Now, I know you think you were getting too old to have those cows, but when we bought those cows...
Are you crazy? I didn't sell off those cows because I was getting too old. I sold them to get you your trip to Alaska.
What?
Now look what you did. You made me go and tell. Here I had all this romantic nonsense planned and you just had to go on blabbing.
Oh, now what? We are going to Alaska?
Yeah, I figured you ought to do it while you still have half a mind to appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. And by the way, this little unselfish act you've been putting on for the last 40 years, you know I'm not buying it, don't you?
I never could fool you, could I?
You just let me know if they raise the offer to $1 million.
Understood.
When's dinner?
Be ready in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's already 4 o'clock. You trying to starve me, woman?
No, I'll get you some prunes, tide you over.
These are no longer my last memoirs, because I think I'm going to live until my parents get here, even though it doesn't look like I'm ever going to get my video game back. Somehow, my grandparents aren't as annoying as they were before.
What'd you put in this soup, charcoal briquettes?
I'll just eat it.
Wait a minute. I know what this is. You put that medicine in here.
Look, you need to take it, like the doctor said.
I don't need any quack oil. I'm doing fine.
Oh, come off it. You almost sneezed your head off this morning.
Grandma.
And if you don't start taking care of yourself, you're going to be joining George. I'll tell you that much.
Grandma!
What is it, Alex?
Can you pass the ketchup, please?
Well, I sure can. At least somebody appreciates my cooking.
I don't mind your cooking. It's when you try to immunize me at the same time.
Fine, eat the rolls. There are no antibiotics in the rolls.
I don't know why, but my grandparents seem different to me now. Maybe because 6 hours of horseshoes with only one horseshoe messes with your mind, and afterward you can tolerate anybody and anything. Or maybe it's just because I understand them a bit better now.
I am not eating this.
I'm pretty sure it's that second one.
Well, then you just go right ahead and starve. Oh, no, better yet, you make your own meal.
I might just do that.
Oh, well, I'd like to see you try and find the pan.
I'll
all have people in our lives who can be difficult to get along with. And sometimes the best way to deal with them is to try to understand them and accept them for who they are. 1 Peter 2, verse 17 says, to honor all people, and that is because all people are created in the image of God. Alex may also think about another verse in Leviticus 19, verse 32. You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. God asks us to respect adults, even if we may not like the way they act sometimes. There are lots of things we can learn from our grandparents if we take the time to get to know them and ask good questions. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Relatively Annoying was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow. Our vocal talent included Flo DeRay, Tom Williams, and Travis Tedford. Our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.